Prior to recessing until after the presidential election in November, the House and Senate passed a continuing resolution, or CR, to fund the federal government from the beginning of fiscal year 17, which is October 1st, until December 9th. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with this and other updates from Washington.
The CR will run until December 9th, allowing time for Congress to try to address the remaining spending bills when they return in mid-November. In the CR that was passed last week, only one of the 12 spending bills was included to provide full-year funding, and that was the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Bill. So that still leaves 11 of the annual appropriations bills that have to be enacted when Congress returns.
And when Congress returns after the election?
The Cotton Council will be focused on making sure that the Agriculture Appropriations Bill does get passed and includes full-year funding for all the programs and priorities that are critical to the cotton industry, as well as trying to use that as an opportunity to address some of the shortcomings in the current cotton policy safety net and ways to try to improve and strengthen that going forward. So that will be a major focus for the Cotton Council in the coming weeks once Congress returns.
There are other ag-related issues Congress will need to address upon their return, according to Langley.
Some of the other items that Congress will likely deal with as well includes trying to approve a final Water Resources Development Act. That bill has passed both the House and Senate now, different versions, so it's now in conference to try to work out those differences and then bring a final package back through the House and Senate for final approval. There are some important provisions in there that deal with agriculture-related issues, particularly that is a vehicle to try to address some of the concerns with EPA's spill prevention control and countermeasures rule, which they are in the process of updating that regulation and trying to implement those requirements. So possibly the Water Resources Bill will provide an opportunity to lessen some of those concerns with that regulation. There's also an energy bill that is in conference as well between the House and Senate that they're trying to negotiate those differences and then bring that up for a final vote during the lame duck session. But the main focus will be during that time, the spending bills for the remainder of the fiscal year. At this point, with the December 9th deadline on the continuing resolution, that leaves really only about 3 weeks when Congress returns to try to complete that work. There's certainly the possibility that they'll have to pass other short-term extensions to allow them to complete all the work later in December.